Amen. Amen. We're gonna bring the message tonight about faith. I was listening to teaching on the balance of grace and faith, preparing for the Bible study coming up. And the Lord spoke something to me when I was listening to the teaching. And the Lord said this to me. He said that my imagination gives my faith vision. My imagination gives my faith vision. I don't know about you. Some people don't have a very vivid imagination, but I do. I've always had an imagination that ever since I was a child, I had a very vivid imagination. I've always used my imagination to see stuff, or to imagine stuff. And so I want to use for our subject tonight, faith sees. Faith sees. Our imagination gives vision to our faith. Why? Because our faith sees. Just like our natural eyes see in the natural, our natural eyes give us the ability to see things around us, to recognize things and give name to things. And also, our natural vision helps us see how to walk in this life, how to get around, how to avoid accidents, how to not run into stuff. Our natural vision helps us walk a pathway in this realm without bumping in or running into stuff or tripping over stuff, even though sometimes we trip over stuff anyway. Even with our eyes wide open, sometimes we bump into stuff. But our natural eyes is our vision in this world. It helps us see how to maneuver or navigate in this natural world. Well, faith is how we navigate and we see in the spiritual realm. Faith sees. Oh, I guess I've thought about that before. But not the way that the Lord spoke it to me, that my imagination give vision to my faith. I studied imagination some years ago, and I told this story about how when I was in my garage where I moved from, and the garage door opened and light needed to be changed. And I knew I shouldn't have got on the stepped on that fold-up chair to reach up in that garage. But I did, thinking, oh, I'll be all right. Well, I got up there and did what I needed to do. But then the chair buckled up under me and I fell on the cement floor of that garage. Somewhere between falling and hitting the floor, several things ran to my mind. The first thing ran to my mind was being hurt, my head hitting the cement floor, being injured. That was my first thought. That was the first thing I saw with my imagination. But the last thing I saw, I had been listening to about imagination, how important imagination was, how important it was to see with our imagination. So my second thought was seeing myself not hurt, not bruised, totally fine. Totally fine. Okay, just a minute, everybody. Let me pin myself. So I saw myself totally fine in my imagination. And guess what? My imagination gave vision to my faith. And so I was perfectly well. Didn't have a bruise, didn't have a pain, didn't have anything. And that was great, but I still didn't get it. After all of that, I didn't really get it because I should have studied more about the imagination and faith, and I didn't. I didn't. It got me through that, but I didn't really get a handle on faith sees like I should have. Let's look at Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1 says this. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Andrew Womack teaches that word hope in that verse means imagination. His teaching is that when the Bible talks about Bible hope, it's talking about our imagination. And I don't think it was his book that I read at that particular time about imagination. It was another minister's book, but they all kind of lined up together with the imagination. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. So faith is the substance, or it's the real things, the thing that we can take hold of. In our imagination, you gotta have hope. You gotta see something. You gotta really see it. We can use our imagination for fearless stuff and imagining vain things and imagining things that are never gonna happen. But what if we took our imagination and used it really the way the Bible says for us to use it? What if we took our imagination and allowed our imagination to be where the vision of our faith? What if we really got it? And I'm trying to get it. Haven't said I got it 100% yet. What if we really got it and we used our faith to see in the spiritual realm? I'm kind of convinced that Adam and Eve before the fall, they didn't see with their natural eyes. They saw by faith. Their seeing was a spiritual thing with their faith. It wasn't they not that they saw with their natural eyes, not that they didn't see, but they didn't go by what they saw with their natural eyes in the beginning. They went by what they saw with their imagination or their faith, because faith sees. And so they saw things through the eye of faith, not the eye of the natural. When they started seeing things in the natural instead of with the eyes of their faith, that's when they got in trouble. That's when the enemy was able to entice them with the fruit, because Eve wasn't looking through her spiritual eyes, which was her faith. She was looking with the natural eye. And the natural eye can deceive us, but our spiritual eye, which is our faith, will never deceive us. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Why is that? Because faith sees. Faith sees. Faith sees. That's why faith can be the evidence of things not seen with the natural eye. When it says the evidence of things not seen, it's talking about things not seen with our natural eye. But faith sees things that our natural eye will never ever see unless we see it first by faith. Thank you, Jesus. I was able to see what I could see myself well when I fell in the garage because of what? Because I saw with my faith what became a reality in the natural realm. I had to see it by faith first, because faith sees. Let's look at Hebrews 11:1. And I'm going to read from the Complete Jewish Bible. Trusting is being confident of what we hope for, convinced about things we do not see. So faith is what? Simply, in a simplest term, faith is what? Trust. Trusting is being confident of what we want, hope for, what we see with our faith. Trusting is being confident of what we hope for or what we see with our faith. And once we see it with our faith, then we are convinced about things we do not see. Once we see things with our faith, then we are convinced about the things we do not see with our natural eye. Hebrews 11:1 in the Amplified says this: Now faith is assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. In this case, it's what we don't see. Excuse me, let me go back. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Okay, faith sees what I cannot see with my natural eye. It sees what I cannot feel with my body. It sees what I cannot touch with my hands or taste with my sense, my taste, or my smell. Those are the natural senses. So faith sees things with our imagination that we cannot see with our senses until faith brings into manifestation what we know and see in our imagination as being real. Okay. Romans 5:2 says this. Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. I just want to concentrate on the fact part of that verse says we have access by faith into this grace. Okay. Grace is everything that God has provided for us is by grace. So you could say grace is everything God has provided for us. We don't have to, we didn't earn it. We don't have to do anything for it. It's ours. Salvation provided for us. Healing provided for us. Prosperity provided for us. Healing provided for us. And so much other things provided for us. So it's ours and it's been provided by grace. But how do we get what all this that God has provided for us? How do we get it? How do we get it? It's by grace. It's by faith. Faith gives us access into what grace has already provided. Faith sees. Faith is not blind. I know y'all heard about blind faith. No such thing. Faith sees. Faith is not blind. It is not blind. Faith sees. So we have access by faith into this grace. God provided it. He provided everything. And we'll get more into this when we do the teaching about the living in the balance of grace and faith. But God provided everything we could ever need. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. So by grace, God has provided it. But how do we get to it? God done his part. We respond to the grace of God by faith. Faith sees. So how are you going to respond to something you have not seen? You got to hear the word of God, renew your mind on the word of God, know what grace has provided. And then in your imagination, see it. Because that's how you see with your faith, with your imagination. And then once we see it, and we're convinced that it's real, it manifests. So faith sees. Faith sees. My imagination gives my faith vision. Your imagination gives your faith vision. So what am I saying? God is not responding to us, but we are to respond to God. God has already provided. So what's God? What's where we are right now? We're at the point where God, we are to what? Respond to God. God, excuse me, God has already responded to us. God has already responded to us. And we are to respond to God. How do we respond to God? We respond to God with our faith. That's how we respond to God. We respond with our faith. So, what does faith do? Once faith sees, and we use our imagination to see with our faith. So faith appropriates What God has already provided by grace. Faith appropriates what God has already provided by faith. So what does appropriate means? Appropriate means to take exclusive possession of. Appropriate means to take exclusive possession of. It means to set apart for or assign to a particular purpose or use. So faith takes possession. Faith sees, and once faith sees, faith takes possession. And that's how we respond to what God has already provided by faith. Faith, Bible faith, has a rest to it. Self faith will wear you out. What I mean by self faith, I mean self faith is this: I'm always doing something to try to get my faith to work. I'm always doing this, trying to get the word of God to work for me. That's self faith. That'll wear you out. Bible faith has a rest to it. Once faith sees, once we give vision to our faith with our imagination, and faith sees, then that brings with a rest. I'm no longer trying to get the word of God to work for me. I'm not no longer trying to get God to hear me. I'm not no longer trying to get God to respond to me, but I'm resting because I see with my imagination what God has provided. My faith sees it, takes hold of it. Because now I see it's mine with my faith, not with my natural eyes. And then the manifestation comes. So Bible faith has a rest to it. Self faith will wear you out. Our actions decide or determine how we receive. Our actions determine how we will receive. And all of us is different in this way. So I'm going to explain that this way. What I mean by our actions decide or determine how we receive. Okay. With me, I use myself for an example. My action decides or determines how I'm going to receive from God. There are several ways to receive from God. God has provided, but there's more than one way to receive it. Because our faith will work and is determined by how our actions. Okay. I believe, suppose I'm believing for healing. And, well, maybe I'm trying to think of the best example to use. Suppose I'm believing God for a brand new car. Okay. And with my faith, I see the car in my imagination that I desire or that I'm hoping for, that I want or that I desire. The Bible says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them. Okay. So I'm believing, and my desire is a car. I see the car in my imagination. And I'm believing God for the car. So, what do I do? My faith determines, or my actions decide or determines my faith. Okay. Do I go look for a car, or do I wait for the car to come to me? Good question. Good question. Okay. In a situation like that, what does the Bible say? Seek and ye shall find, ask and it shall be given. So, in a situation like that, what do I do? If I believe I have that car, then I ask God, well, God, what do you want me to do? I can go look for a car. If the Holy Spirit lead me, I should go look for a car the way the Holy Spirit tell me to look. If I'm being led by the Holy Spirit, I'm resting while I'm doing it. And my faith sees, so when I get to the car and see it, I'm going to know that that's the car. Or God could bring the car to me. Okay. In a situation like that, when I don't know, there's no word in the Bible that tells me, go here and get your car. So I trust God and I'm led by Him. What if it's something else though? What if it's like healing? The Bible says, by His stripes I was healed. So my actions determine how I receive. What if I go to the doctor, get some medication, or I go have surgery, and I've had surgery before. If I go do that, then my action determines how I receive. It determines that I'm going to receive what? My healing through medication, or I'm going to receive my healing through an operation. That's how I'm believing that God's going to bring me healing or bring me restoration. So my action decides, determine how I receive. Okay. Suppose though, well, anytime and all the time, we know that by His stripes we were healed. So I don't have to go to the medication to get healed. I don't have to go get surgery to be healed. But if I do, then my actions determine how I receive. If I choose by faith to believe that my healing comes just by trusting God and believing His word and taking God at His word and believing that I already got it, then that determines how I receive. Then I can receive just by faith without all the other stuff. Or I can receive by believing God will work through some mean that I choose to go through. That's what I mean by our action decide or determine how we receive. So we got to trust God no matter what. But our faith still sees. Okay, my faith could be seeing that I'm going to be healed or got I'm going to get better by going to the doctor and getting the medication. That's where my faith is. That's what my faith sees. So my faith, my actions, what I act on, I'm going to act on what I believe. I'm going to act on what I see. That's where our action determines how we receive. It determines how we receive. And how we our faith sees us getting healed, or how our faith sees us getting results. That's how we receive. But our faith sees. Our faith sees. And the thing is, we have to go where our faith is. Unless you're going to have time to renew your mind and get hold of the faith that's on the inside of you, that's there. Because we have the faith of Christ on the inside of us. But are we walking 100% of that faith on the inside of us? No, we're not. We're learning to walk in it. We're learning to walk by faith and not by sight. We're learning to use our faith to see ourselves totally healed, to see ourselves totally delivered, to see ourselves totally financial able, to see ourselves accomplishing what we know that God has said that we are to accomplish. We're learning to see ourselves the way God sees us, but we have to see it by faith. Because faith sees. Once we see it by faith, then the reality comes. But our actions are going to determine how we receive. So discipline, let me talk about discipline. Discipline is what we do to change ourselves so we can be discipline is what we do to change ourselves. Discipline doesn't change God. The Lord let me know fasting is a discipline. But fasting doesn't change God. Fasting changes me. It changes me to the point where I can hear God more. It quiets down my flesh, clears my mind, so that I can see and hear God better. So discipline changes us. Reading and studying the Word of God on a consistent basis, you discipline yourself to do that. Not to change God, because God has already done what he's done. God's already decided. God's already by grace given us everything. So the disciplines, that certain disciplines and things we do changes us. Fasting changes us. Reading the Word of God changes us. It changes our mind. Bible study, church, and all of that, it's a discipline. It's something we do to change us by allowing the Word of God to change us. The Word of God changes us. My reading the Word of God, you reading the Word of God, is how we discipline ourselves to do it, but we do it to change us. It doesn't change God. It changes us. God is not the one that needs to be changed. I need to be changed. You need to be changed. So discipline is something that we do to change us. Fasting is a discipline. Reading your Bible is a discipline. You're disciplining yourself to do it. Studying, reading. So that gets me to this point. Faith is not something you do to get God to move. God has already moved. He's already done it. Faith sees. We don't use our faith to try to get God to move. Faith what? When I say faith does, faith gives us access, helps us take hold of, take possession of what grace has already provided. God has already moved and it's called grace. By grace, he's already blessed us. By grace, he's already healed us. By grace, he's already prospered us. By grace, he's already said yes to every spiritual blessing in heavenly places for us. He's already said yes to it. He's already provided it for us through Christ. Through Christ. And we have access into every one of these grace gifts, this grace that God has given us, we have access to it by faith. But we gotta see it because faith sees. God gave us an imagination for a reason. And we use our imagination in this natural realm all the time. We use it. I can look at my imagination and know just exactly how to get to anywhere in Wilson I want to go that I've already been, get to the store to drive. I can use my imagination to see everything in my duplex, every room. What if we could see that way with our faith into the spiritual realm? What if we could see just as clearly, hallelujah, just as clearly with faith in the spiritual realm as we see with our natural eyes? What's in this natural realm? I can close my eyes and imagine everything in my duplex. What if I could close with my eyes open? I'm gonna have to close my eyes. What if I could just use my imagination with my eyes open or closed and see everything that was mine in the spiritual realm. What if we could do that? I think God wants us to do that. He wants us to get to the place where we use our faith to see. He wants us to start using our faith to see what He's given us, what grace has provided for us. Because with our imagination, we can use our faith to see. Ephesians 1:3 says this. Ephesians 1:3, I'm going to read the New King James Version. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. You hear that? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. God not only provided everything we needed, but He also provided the way for us to receive everything He provided. He would not have been a just God to provide all the spiritual blessings for us, all these grace blessings, and not give us a way to receive everything. He has provided a way for us to receive it, and it's called faith. I want to see more with my faith. I want to use my imagination to see everything that God has provided for me by faith. Let's look at Ephesians 1:17. This is the prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesian church. Ephesians 1:17. Paul prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. And why did he want him? Why did Paul want God, the Father of glory, to give the Ephesians the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, in the knowledge of God? What's eternal life? Eternal life is to know God, the Father, and His Son. That's eternal life, to know God. So Paul wanted them to know God with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. So the verse 18 says, so what? So the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may, it says you, but I'm gonna say we, that we may know what is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. That we might know. And verse 19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand. Seated Him at His right hand in heavenly places. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. According to the power that works in us. Paul wanted them to, God to give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that they what? They would be enlightened and they will understand. And they will know the inheritance that God had on the inside of them. What's that inheritance that God has on the inside of us? That power, that anointing, that ability God gave us to be able to see into the spiritual realm with our faith, to be able to visualize with our imagination the gifts of God, the power of God, to see as God saw when God said, let there be light, and there was light. I believe God saw it before he said it. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And I believe before God saw everything he created, he saw it first. And then he spoke it. And then it came into existence. Someone said, we don't need more power or anointing. We just need to learn to operate in more power and anointing. In other words, we don't need more power and anointing. We need to learn to operate in the power and the anointing that God has already given us, that's on the inside of us. That's on the inside of us. Faith sees. But the thing is, what are we seeing? Do we have the Bible faith? The Bible hope? That expectation of something good? The expectation of what God has said that's ours, that belong to us? Oh, but are we imagining vain stuff or negative stuff? Are we imagining or seeing stuff with our faith that's opposite of what God says and that doesn't correspond or agree with what God has said? Because faith sees. Faith sees. Faith sees. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for being who you are. We thank you for being a God of faith. We thank you for being who you are. You're a God that loves us. You are love. The Bible says, God, you are love. God is love. You created us. We're new creations. We're new beings. And you created us a certain way, and there's laws of faith, and there's a law of life, and you've made us to operate in a certain way to correspond to who we are in you and to do what you called us to do. Not so much what you call us to do, I need to just drop that off. But you've made us in a way to live in the way that you've made us to live out this life. You've made us spiritual beings. You made us with the ability to call things that be not as though they were. You made us with the ability to see things that you've given us and that you've created in the spiritual realm. And you order get made us in a way to see them so that we can speak it, see it and speak it, and call it into being in this natural realm. You made us so we can see by faith because our faith sees. And so, God, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are a new creation. We are beings that have never been before. We're not natural people. We're not just a human being. We are new creations in Christ Jesus. We are spiritual beings and we have spiritual vision. Our faith sees. And God, I pray like Elijah prayed for his servant. And I say, God, open our eyes so we can see. It's not our natural eyes that need to be opened, but our spiritual eyes need to be opened. Open our eyes so we can see with our faith, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to see, Lord, with our faith, all that you desire for us to see, all that you blessed us to see. And then when we see, we want to speak forth what we see. We want to speak those things and call those things that be not as though they were, because that's who we are. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us. Help us. Help us be who we really are. To be who we really, really are. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your resurrection. And thank you for who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 If you don't know Jesus, tonight is your Lord and Savior. All you have to do is believe on him and receive him as your Savior. And he's there. He's right there. He's right there. Believe that he died on the cross for your sins and he rose for your justification. And believe and receive him as your Lord and Savior in your heart. You can pray with your own mouth and lips, and he'll come in Jesus' name. Amen.